We continue on with the broadcast day with Off the Hook up on the decks and ready to do its thing. But I just wanted to remind people, while that show is on the air, please consider becoming a financial supporter to this radio station by calling 212-209-2950 or go to give to WBAI.org online. That's 212-209-2950 or go to give to the number to give to WBAI.org online. All right, 7 p.m. Stay tuned for Off the Hook. WBAI New York. Here we go.
Lo sentimos. El número que usted ha marcado no está en servicio. Por favor, verifique el número y trate de nuevo. Verizon. We're sorry. The number you have reached is not in service. Please check the number and dial again. Verizon. Lo sentimos. El número que usted ha marcado no está en servicio. Por favor, verifique el número y trate de nuevo. Verizon. We're sorry. The number you have reached is not in service. Please check the number and dial again. Verizon.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again. If you need help, stay on the line and a hacker will assist you shortly.
Very good evening to everybody. The program is Off the Hook. Emmanuel Goldstein here with you, joined tonight by Kyle.
Hi.
And out in Skype land, we have Rob T. Firefly.
Good evening.
And we have Gila.
Good evening.
And we have a heat wave. Yes, it's very hot here in New York. It's hot in many parts of the country, but we're gonna get through it one way or another. So here we are talking about high tech and hackers and various other things like that, as we do. Every Wednesday, most every Wednesday at 7 p.m., followed at 8 p.m. by Overtime on YouTube. This week, though, as we mentioned last week and as we've been saying online in various ways, we are asking for listener help to keep the radio station going. Now, we broadcast not just on the Internet, for those of you who listen on the Internet, we broadcast over the radio as well at 99.5 FM in New York City, at a full 50,000-watt equivalent of any other radio station on the dial. It's an incredible thing. It's an impossible thing. You could never do that today. And the only reason that this radio station exists is because of listeners like you who have been supporting it since 1960, when, in the biggest show of support of all, the radio station itself was donated to the Pacifica Foundation. Yeah, in 1960, that really happened. Here's a radio station in the middle of the FM dial, which wasn't quite as popular as it became afterwards. And, once all the confusion was gotten past and Pacifica realized, hey, we actually do have a radio station in the middle of the FM dial in New York City, that's when the alternative programming began, and it has continued right up until this day. And many, many times, it's come under threat. We'll get into this. We'll talk about some of this, because history is important. But the upshot of it is, we have this incredible resource that reaches into four different states with broadcast signal alone, around the world, on the internet, obviously. And it's not something that you see almost anywhere else. There are some exceptions, but it's something to have a radio station, to have a non-commercial radio station in the middle of the commercial band. And what I mean by that is above 92 on the FM band is generally reserved for commercial stations, whereas below 92 is non-commercial stations. There are exceptions. But this is a big one because we're right smack in the middle and we have never had a commercial. The only way we have stayed on the air since 1960 is listeners like you either calling or going online and pledging. And that's what we're asking you to do right now. Go to the website, give2wbai.org. That's give, the number two, wbai.org. And become a BAI buddy. And our goal today is to get 10 BAI buddies. What a BAI buddy is somebody who supports the radio station on a monthly basis. And the beginning level is $15 a month. And what that does, at the end of the year, that's over $150. That's like $180? Yeah, it's $180 for a year. And it's done seamlessly. It just gets deducted from your account. And it's the price of, two cups of coffee or something like that. But it makes a huge difference because those 10 people that call or go to the website today, that's over $1,000 that we have raised. It's essential that we do this in order to stay on the radio. And being on the radio is a huge difference than just being on the Internet. Why? Because, there is so much that's on the Internet. You really have to wade through it. You really have to do your own editing and figuring out what's legitimate, what's not legitimate, who knows what they're talking about, who doesn't. And I'm not saying that we always know what we're talking about, but there are qualifications to get on the radio, to get on a radio station. And there's also the magic of radio, which simply does not exist on the Internet. On the Internet, you can see who's listening. You can actually track their location. On radio, you never know. You never know who is listening. It's completely anonymous. You turn on a radio, and nobody's going to know you did that unless you annoy your neighbors by playing it loudly. So that is what has been the magic that has drawn me to radio, what's drawn all of us to radio. We've been doing this show since 1988, and I think that is what's kept us around. And I think I speak for many people on the radio station, because, yes, there are other people on the radio station that do other shows. We'll get into that as well. It's that magic of radio. It's more than a podcast. Yes, it's a podcast as well. It's become a podcast. In fact, you could say Off the Hook was one of the first podcasts because we started doing this in 1997 before it was even called a podcast, I think. And we've continued ever since. So look, all of that magic, I think that's worth $15 a month to keep the station going, right? So we have that magic. www.give2wbai.org. We also have a phone number, 212-209-2950. And you can become a BAI buddy there as well. And in addition to all that, there's all kinds of premiums that you can request. If you go to the website, you can get a full listing and decide if you want something else in return besides the magic of WBAI.
Absolutely. We are a nonprofit station here. We are supported strictly by the public, by you out there listening. And a number of us on this program have worked with not just this station, but other nonprofits over the years. And we know that if there's one thing that is a game changer to a nonprofit that is supported by donations, like BAI is, it is a dependable future income. The BAI Buddy program was a game changer. I remember when this was new and we were learning about it at the station and we started talking about it on the air. It was a huge shift in how the station could look at its future support, because the income of a radio station like BAI is a question mark, generally. The station doesn't know who's going to decide to donate tomorrow, the next day, the next month, the next year. But the BAI Buddy program means that we have a number we can look at and say, this is how much money we know is coming in next month, next year. And this is huge for us in the nonprofit world, in the BAI world. And it makes all the difference. So if you go to give2wbai.org or you call 212-209-2950, any amount with which you're comfortable. It may seem like a small amount to you, but over time it piles up, and every single bit of support helps.
There's also, there are, I'm sure, a lot of things that are automatically charged to your credit card every month that you don't think about. So let us be one more. We're less than a gym membership, I promise. And $15 a month to help keep this crazy, nutty corner of FM radio where all kinds of amazing things happen all day, every day. We're here for 1 hour a week, but at any other time, amazing things are happening. So much excitement, so many interesting things being shared. $15 a month, and if I'm not mistaken, if you contribute a $25 or more gift, and that includes aggregate becoming a BAI buddy, you become a member of WBAI and get to have a voice in the governance of the station and the Pacifica Network, and it gets you all kinds of fun stuff, even beyond, I don't know, a BAI t-shirt or whatever premium you may get. The best thing about becoming a BAI buddy, though, and as Rob said, if we have dependable income coming in, that changes the game for us, and it changes the game for you, too, because the more dependable streams of income we have, the less frequently we need to ask you for money. So the more of you who step forward to become BAI buddies now, number one, if you become a BAI buddy in the name of Off the Hook, people know that people like us. So show that we are a popular show by becoming a BAI buddy in the name of Off the Hook. That would be great. It's like a little fan letter to us. But also, very importantly, the more of you who become BAI buddies, the less frequently we have to come to ask you for money. Everybody wins.
And we haven't actually done this in quite a while, as far as actually devoting a show to asking for support. The way we're raising funds, it's being done a bit differently, where there are special programs that are put on the air. Sometimes we're preempted. But we need to do better. We need to bring more in so that we can pay the rent. We moved the transmitter. We're in a much less expensive location. And we're doing much better as a result of the support that we've gotten. Now, Gil, you said that it's less than a gym membership. And I would say that joining WBAI is like becoming a member of a gym, except not for your physical health, for your mental health. All right. It's a mental gym, because if you listen to the radio, and you should listen to 99.5 FM or WBAI.org, however you receive the station, you will hear all kinds of content, all kinds of music, all kinds of news and information that you never would have heard anywhere else. Now, does that mean you're going to agree with everything you hear? Of course not. And that is not something you should expect anywhere. And if you are tuning into something where you agree with everything, or if you're going someplace where you agree with everything that's said, you might be in a cult, so be careful. WBAI, we can say in all honesty about WBAI, is that we disagree with people all the time, and it's great. It's good to argue. It's good to listen to somebody else's points. It's good to respect each other and differ. And I think that's something that you can learn by listening to WBAI. Now, I'm going to just wander around the schedule a bit. I don't know if you guys have WBAI.org schedules open in your browsers here, but I'm looking at all the different shows that we have. Almost every hour of the week is something different. I'm seeing programs having to do with science. There's exploration from Michio Kaku, the world-renowned theoretical physicist. I see programs about reading, about books. I see a folk radio show. I see Burn Baby Burn by our friend Lister Hewin Lowe. That's on actually tonight at 3 in the morning, where he plays all kinds of reggae and other kinds of revolutionary music that it's like nothing you hear anyplace else on a New York City radio band, on any radio band. I see Night Shift. I see from the soundboard. Everything old is new again. Classic programs that have been around for a long, long time, but are so important. And there would not be an outlet for such amazing programs were it not for WBAI. Yeah, you might be able to track it down on the internet, but you wouldn't find it casually driving in your car and turning on the radio and hearing something that's really awesome and forcing you to stay in your car and listen to the rest of it while you after you reach your destination. That has happened to me more times than I can even list. And that is part of the magic of radio. And it's also why so many people want to take over and turn the radio station into something else, mostly a commercial entity. Because despite what you might hear, radio is not dead. Radio is not even dying. Radio is doing quite well. It's changing, and a radio frequency, especially in the middle of New York City, is an extremely valuable commodity. And it's something that we look at as a necessity, having an alternative voice to basically spread information that you wouldn't hear anyplace else. That, to us, is essential.
And in times when there are important world events or local events going on, you're listening to a place that has producers and reporting that basically is there to be a voice for the community and allow all kinds of interesting stories to be shared with everyone. We're a part of that. And I encourage listeners to go through and find other shows that intrigue them, because there are really quite a few in the lineup, and we're honored to be a part of that, and really to get to move around in the space of ideas. And that's crucial when important information needs to be shared with everyone. And it's crucial to the sort of intangible that we're all swimming around in, the ideas, the things that then become things that affect us in dramatic ways. So and as far as our opportunities, like I think being right all the time, it's not about that at all. And for many of us, I think we've grown and been challenged. And I always feel like it's something you're not ever going to get right, but you really do your best to articulate what kinds of opinion or what kinds of perspective you have on things. And it is a place that allows people to get their start, to get comfortable speaking and even talking to listeners on air. And a place like WBAI has less barrier to entry. It is there as an institution for people to interact with and also participate with. You can do that. This is your opportunity. Through all of the different things we've talked about over the years, there has been a lot of stress, a lot of tumult in the organization and our function. But the key thing is it's stuck together, and it is through this opportunity, one-time donations during fundraising events, but also through the WBAI Buddy system. It is something that can be counted on, as Gila pointed out, and as people's budgets and as other fundraising events may fluctuate, it gives us versatility and staying power. And as I said, like the glue that really is making this something that you can count on, and here's your opportunity for us to count on you for fundraising and support.
Take charge of your health. No, that's the name of a program on the radio. It's another program. Take charge of your health. I wasn't saying that to you, Kyle. But all sorts of other things. There's a science, health, and healing. Off the Hook. Oh, wait, that's us. Off the Hook, yes. Every Wednesday. Black Agenda Radio, Education at the Crossroads. Of course, Golden Age of Radio, where Max Schmid brings you all kinds of old-time radio programs on Sunday nights. That is a classic. That is New York. That is something that people are used to. And you can hear that all the time on Sundays, 99.5 FM, starting at, I believe, 8 p.m. Give to WBAI.org. Give the number to WBAI.org. Become a BAI buddy. As I said, we're trying to get 10 new people. It really isn't that much. And hopefully we get that. We don't have a live update. We'll get emails later. And it would be really, really good for us and the show and the future of the show and the station if we got 10 or more new listeners, or even old listeners that want to become BAI buddies as well, give to WBAI.org. Gila.
So one thing that I was thinking about is, in addition to, you know, everything that we do, but thinking about what WBAI has meant, not just to New York City, but nationally, globally, this station has had an impact far beyond just being, you know, this fun group of fascinating programming. Where was Alice's Restaurant played on the radio for the first time in the United States? WBAI.
That's right.
Where did the 7 Dirty Words case originate?
Yep.
WBAI.
And that minister was driving with his son. I think that's the story. Minister driving with his son was mortally offended by hearing that and started the whole FCC lawsuit that we lost. I wonder, why was the minister listening to WBAI in the first place? It just goes to show, you never know who's out there. Sometimes that's a good thing, sometimes that's a bad thing. But that's part of the magic. We've had Bob Dylan in the studio, basically debuting music when he was a youngster. The late Bob Fast, the incredible things that he brought to the airwaves in New York City. New York City would not be the same city without WBAI, and it's, you know, we've had so many incredible voices on these airwaves. It's probably, you know, I've said this since I first joined the station back in the 1980s, that our control room, and of course now it's virtual, but back then it was one control room, the main broadcasting facility. I said this is the most interesting room in the city, because in the course of a day, the different people that sit in that chair and say what their expertise is, or have particular guests, or basically wake you up to something that you never knew about before, doesn't happen anyplace else. No other radio station is like that. There just aren't that many places where you can go to have such an incredible mixture of politics, of culture, of art. It's just it's absolutely amazing. Give to WBAI.org. I'm just going over the schedule here, and it's just incredible. All mixed up. I love that show, too. Ralph Nader Radio Hour. WBAI.org. Look at the schedule for yourself. You can listen to archives of shows, and you realize what a treasure this place is. Do you remember a few years ago when we thought we lost the place? We found out that from out west, some faction of the Pacifica Foundation had decided to basically change WBAI. Now, you know, we have all kinds of altercations within the organization, and this was a particularly bad one where they came and they padlocked the doors and they kicked everybody off the air, and they put on a pre-recorded recording for a couple of weeks. We had to go to court. And the thing is, the radio station was mourned in New York City. It was on every TV station. Everybody was talking about it because WBAI has been around since 1960. It's one of the stations that has survived so much more than any other radio station. Look at a radio station. They've either changed frequency or they've changed format sometime in the last few years. WBAI, though, we keep going because of the listener support. So losing that was a huge deal. And we had to fight back. We had to figure out ways to organize and to go to court and to win. And we got the station back. Unfortunately, those TV stations didn't report on the fact that we came back on the air. But the fact is that our power, our listener power, is stronger than any diabolical forces that'll come storm. They literally came storming in, kicked in doors and all sorts. It was something. Okay, you know, it's ugly, but ugliness is a part of it, and we're here to fight no matter where those battles are, whether they're international or whether they're right in our studios. We will, you know, it's not the first time something like that has happened. In 2001, we had the same basic thing happening in our old facility on Wall Street, which is another story. Why we were on Wall Street is a weird mixture of events, but that lasted for almost an entire year, where basically the station was run in a completely different way. And through the democracy that is a part of the Pacifica Foundation and WBAI, part of what you will become part of if you donate to the radio station at the $25 level or above, through that, we were able to once again get the station back. In fact, get the whole network back because it was really in danger. But, you know, when financial issues become the lead story, when every day becomes tentative, it makes those takeover attempts a lot more possible. And you have to be super careful of people that might say, "Hell, hey, I can save the station. You just gotta, you know, play country music, or something like that, or not criticize the government so much, or just be different. Maybe have some commercials. Who's that gonna hurt?" And before you know it, the magic of WBAI, that gem on the FM radio band, is gone. It is so easy to lose it, so easy to lose it, so hard to gain something like this. But we have it. We have it, and possession here is 10/10 of the law, as far as I'm concerned. Go ahead, Rob.
And you mentioned a few years ago when the station was padlocked and we couldn't find our way in. And what I remember most about that whole course of events was the BAI listeners and how they turned up and how they showed their love and support for what we do and why it's important that we are able to keep doing it. We on this program got together, and the cafe downstairs from the station very graciously let us use their event space to stream a substitute episode of the show where we were speaking frankly about everything that was going on at the station. And we filled that space with BAI listeners, with people from the community, people who turned up because they thought what we do here is important on this program, on this station, on this network. And the listeners have always been the vital component in what happens here. The listeners are the only reason for what happens here, because without you, what are we doing? We're talking to nobody. And I have marched in protests and parades alongside BAI producers and listeners. I have, you know, built up some great friendships and relationships over the years with the most incredible people, both in on the staff and in the listenership. And I really think this station is truly blessed to have the listeners that it does. And if you're hearing this right now, that includes you. Because you've got your ears pointed our way, you're part of what makes this place exist. And you can be such a continuing presence and a supporting part of what makes this place exist by going to give2wbai.org or calling 212-209-2950 and becoming a BAI buddy and giving what you can to keep us going.
You know, part of the fun of doing live radio is that all kinds of unexpected things happen during your show. It seems to always be the case with Off the Hook. I was doing a show and the WTO protest in Seattle in 1999 happened, and Amy Goodman on the phone. But I forgot to mention, Amy Goodman, of course, Democracy Now! Where do you think that came from? That started at WBAI. If you've heard of Democracy Now!, yeah, it airs on cable TV. It's a TV show now. It airs on TV stations and networks all over the world and radio stations as well, live every weekday here on WBAI at 8 in the morning. But, Amy was in the process of once again being attacked by cops, and this is happening in Seattle. Every single program that we have done here, where I didn't lose the cassette, is archived on 2600.com. And just go to the Off the Hook section, and you can listen to any show that we did, and you'll hear that. You'll hear that episode. You'll hear the episode, speaking of takeovers, where the station had been taken over for the year of 2001, where there was a listener demonstration inside the station, and the management at the time called the police on its own listeners, and there were actually cops in the studio, and I was on the air, of course, because that's just the nature of things. And we basically were not pretending it wasn't happening. We were saying, okay, there's police in the station now. People are being arrested. And that was going out and getting more listeners to come to the station. It was incredible, the power that radio has. But we were not swayed. And that was a turning point. That was a turning point because people saw what was going on, and more people got involved as a result. And that kind of thing happened at other Pacifica stations on our network as well. And it's part of the magic of radio. You can't get that on a podcast, for sure. And it's the magic of live radio as well. Go ahead, Gila.
I have a question about Off the Hook and WBAI, which was, what year was the April Fool's prank when you guys managed to scare the pants off half of New York City?
Well, that's easy to find if you go to our website and scroll through and look for the April 1st shows that we've done. I can find out. I'll find out by the end of the show for sure. But, yeah, what we did was we happened to be on April 1st, and we had a digitized voice that sounded quite good, actually, that basically sounded sad, and it was like the last ID of WBAI. And then, thanks to our friend Laszlo, who worked in commercial radio, he was able to get us this incredibly produced piece of country 99.5 FM counting down to a celebration of the new country station on the radio dial in New York City. The calls that we got, I mean, people were ready to march in the streets. It was incredible. It was April Fool's. You have to have a sense of humor. But some people were angry, and I understand why. I totally do, because WBAI is a lifeline to so many people. You know, so many people who aren't that tech savvy, who know how to, you know, get all the gizmos working properly and tune in and get your buffering right and your modems and all. They just want to turn on the radio and listen to something. And we're that voice that is always there. You know, the voices that are always changing into different voices, the variety, the representation. You know, listening to WBAI over the years, you can learn so much just by seeing how society has changed. And I think, you know, we've archived all of our shows. I hope many of the other programs on this radio station have done the same. But just by going through that, you hear how things have changed. You hear how the sound of a phone ringing has changed. You hear how people talk about technology in a different way. You hear about the hacker world before all these mega corporations like Amazon and Google existed. You know, what was it like back then? You can find out. And that's just from listening to the radio. The radio, which is free, not something you have to pay a monthly fee for everybody to have. It's something where you can pay monthly to support it because you want it to remain. Imagine if your cable company did that. You know, they said, here's cable. Pay us if you feel it's worth it. You know, otherwise we're going to somehow survive anyway and just keep pumping information at you. We're so much better than a cable network. We're so much better than satellite TV. All right, we are here on the free FM radio dial, 99.5 FM, and we have survived because of people just like you who have either picked up the phone or gone to the website and pledged that small amount and then had thousands and thousands and thousands of people do the same thing. That is how we survive. And when that goes away, if that day should ever come, where we don't have that kind of support, then WBAI ends. Then it's over because the listeners don't support us. That's what it will take. And it won't be replaced by anything remotely similar. I think people realize how precious it is. And that's why people call and people go to that website. Give to WBAI.org, 212-209-2950. Become a BAI buddy. $15 a month is enough to keep us going from enough people. We get 10 people in this hour. I hope we've already gotten 10 people. I really do. I hope we get 100 people, but 10 is our goal, and it's such a low goal compared to some of the things we've done in the past. But this is something very basic that we just want to show our support for the radio station as well. And I just hope enough people out there, I hope this resonates with them. And since we have people who listen all around the world, not just people listening to the radio, people listening in Europe, in Asia, and on the West Coast, in Canada, it means something to you too, obviously. You might not be able to get the signal, but you can get the programming. And your support is just as good as anyone else's. So please give to WBAI.org. It's give the number to WBAI.org. Pick a premium or two, become a BAI buddy, mention Off the Hook as your favorite show, I hope it is, or call 212-209-2950 and speak to the nice volunteer over there that will help you out. Go ahead, Rob. Sorry.
You talk about this show as a historical archive of what's going on at the time, and there is, I think, a really good example of that in a gentleman who was a guest on our program many years ago. In 2012, and his name is Ed Piskor. He is now a very well-known voice in the alternative comics world. He's built up a great career doing comic books about all sorts of things. And early in his career as an artist, he was looking for things to listen to while he was drawing. And someone pointed him toward the archive of Off the Hook on 2600.com. And he began listening. And he kept listening, and he listened to the entire show in order listening to everything that was happening in the hacker scene, in the news, in BAI history, over all that time. And he ended up, this ended up affecting him to the point where he made a comic book, a graphic novel series called WYSIWYG, which was fictionalized hacker community stories based on what he was hearing in those stories. There's a fictional you in that book, Emmanuel.
I forgot about that, but that's true. There is a fictional me in a comic. That's simply incredible. And yeah, another example of how radio can really resonate, how this show in particular has resonated, and just also the magical people who are out there, the artists, the creative people that are always giving back in one way or another.
Exactly. And by listening and experiencing, basically in order, the entire history of everything that was going on this program over all those years, he built up a picture and a knowledge of hacker history, of the history of this program, like I think no one else, like very few people in the world probably have. And he made a stunning piece of art with that. And that continues to be available. You can pull up the Off the Hook page on 2600.com and listen to any show from this program's beginnings nearly 35 years ago in 1988 to last week and tonight once we're done recording it. And it will still be there, and we can keep doing this. We can keep making new Off the Hook. We can keep making all these other programs on WBAI by all these fascinating producers covering all these sorts of subjects. It's not just talk. There is music. There is, you know, news. There is all sorts of stuff to discover on the airwaves of WBAI, and you can be part of what makes that happen. Go to give2wbai.org or call 212-209-2950 and become our buddy.
If you want to learn more about the BAI Buddy program, we're not explaining it to you well enough. You don't understand how it works. You can also visit buddy.wbai.org, and it will all be explained to you. It's all there, and it also tells you how to do it. But, no, I was thinking about this, because I will freely admit, I didn't always know that WBAI existed. I didn't. And then I met a guy, and he said, hey, read this book. It's called WYSIWYG. I think you'll like it. Hey, you should listen to this radio show that I'm on. Hey, you should come meet the guys I do the radio show with. The
guy says hey a lot, doesn't he?
It was not like one conversation, but he does say hey a lot.
Hey.
And you want to talk about WBAI buddies. I think it is fantastic that you guys are our buddies, and we get to do this every single week, except when we're preempted. And it is the buddies that you can make around WBAI, around 2600, around the places that you find your people. Your WBAI buddies are your people, and the best thing that you can do is to help more people find their WBAI buddies by becoming a BAI buddy. Minimum $15 a month, you can make amazing things happen for a lot of people.
You know, it's funny you mentioned that because I was in a shop somewhere in the village at some point. I forget how a conversation came up about technology. Maybe I was looking at some books or something, and somebody said, hey, there's this radio show you might like. It was Off the Hook. I'm like, oh, okay, I'll have to check that out. Thank you. Thank you for that. Kyle, I know, you know, in your days in Seattle, you were a listener, right?
Yeah, and I'm also thinking of some times in New York and when we were in line for the grand opening, I think, of the Housing Authority. There were people there that
Whoa, you're talking
it.
About the dispensary. You're talking about the marijuana dispensary.
No, but the same thing happened.
Well, okay, just to side step for a second, yes, we met a couple of listeners, two or three listeners, actually, in that line. I guess maybe there's a stereotype there, I don't know. But we had such good conversations about the radio station, and they were off-the-hook listeners as well. So that was pretty awesome. You never know.
A lot of open minds.
You never know. But I'm talking about you in Seattle.
Oh, I did. Wow, yeah. I grew to know about the radio program that we're doing now, and then some of the other stations that you were involved with, and I think I called in. I was brave enough to call in at one point. I don't know that I wrote a letter or two or anything like that, but that ability to
You called in once because you figured it out. You figured out, yeah, I called in on this particular, and we tracked it down, and we didn't know each other then, but yeah, that's, and you used a different name, and that was your voice. Wow, how about that? There are little bits of history that everybody that we talk to now has relating to the show where
I remember the call too.
They didn't know any of us, or their voice was like really, really high at the time, and it's all there. It's all part of the history, and it's a beautiful thing.
So totally, yeah, that was it. It's just the things like that. I contributed a little bit, so I became a WBAI and Pacifica member. I think I donated at the 25 or above level, like just right around whatever I could.
Well, thank you for that. Before. If I didn't thank you before, thank you now.
Yeah, but it's for life.
Mm-hmm.
You may not realize it, but yeah. Once you become a WBAI member,
you got sucked in, all right.
Oh, I got pulled right to the radio to get involved and to witness so much of the history at the station as it's changed and met challenges, but mm-hmm. also to, as was pointed out, get to, nobody likes being called buddy, but a WBAI buddy, that is a high compliment.
Well, you can speak for everybody. There's probably people out there who like being called buddy. I'm not one of them
it's
myself.
It's not to be overused.
But I'll become a BAI buddy.
A WBAI buddy, that enhances it, I think, a little bit.
Yeah.
So to be called that, yeah, definitely. But this program didn't exist then, and it was just as important then. This gives people options. I really hope people go to the website, give2wbai.org, and see what they can do. Check out some of those thank you items. It's not everything, you know. It may not be the perfect thing you'd ever found, but there's great stuff there, and it really is just an add-on to what you get through the programming and through hearing what we have to say and being able to read your letters and take calls and stuff. But I was a listener of radio because I think early on, it was a way to hear different ideas and be around things that you might not be exposed to as a student or mm-hmm. as you're coming up and, you know, learning about the world. So there was great freedom in the dial and listening to and checking out what was being said on your local station. And you kind of learn about how that's all structured and what commercial stations are like and what the sort of strictures are around that kind of model. And then this sort of quirky world of like the talk and low power and student radio on the other end of the dial, so to speak, that non-commercial end. It's so rich and interesting.
Absolutely.
It's deep. It's got an amazing personality. And I never in my wildest dreams would have thought I'd be able to speak as much as I can and that I'd be as involved as I am. But it's part of sort of what so many people are intrigued about with it. So I just kept listening and contributed, got involved. I learned about what was going on. I learned about events, things that were going on, meetings, things that were around me in the hacker world, but also just about older technology and technology I didn't really understand. Like, my concept of a subway in Seattle was like a fast food chain, like looking at the wallpaper. Wow. Like, that's it. You know, that was
the wallpaper had a map of the subway.
Yeah, like, well, they had like...
People don't know this. In subway fast food outlets, there's a map of the New York City subway system in there, so...
You know, after baseball or something, you know, that was the closest I got to the subway. But it was growing up around and then, like, realizing the ideas and the diversity that cities and places that are broadcasting so many interesting things as you mm-hmm. grow, it's pivotal. I think it shapes you, it challenges you.
Well, you know, a lot can be said, the environment of WBAI, which is welcoming, because, you know, I just walked in one day when we were on 8th Avenue, our studio was there. Yeah, we move around a lot, but our studio was on 8th Avenue at the time. And I just, you know, walked in and said, hey, I'd like to be a part of this place. And they said, okay. And, you know, a short time later, I was actually doing radio, kind of similar to how I got started out on the island. I've always been interested in radio. You know, I used to have this old AM radio, and I'd listen to, you know, to music and record it on my cassette player in the early 70s. And then I got an FM radio, and I started exploring that dial and finding different stations. And one day I found a station that hadn't come on the air yet. They were just testing. And it turned out to be the station at Stony Brook, WUSB, where I basically was going to school the next semester. And they were going on the air that very same semester. So it was a match made in heaven. I walked into that place, said, hey, I'd like to be on the radio, or not on the radio, I'd like to help out. And, of course, it takes time to be trained and to learn the ins and outs. And I was welcomed there, and that gave me the passion that I carried over to WBAI and have to this day. And that is the effect that places like this can have on people, you know, inside the studios as well as outside the studios. And that's why, you know, we are appealing to you. I mean, you know, we've been talking almost the entire show now. Oh, my God, we only have 5 minutes left. I'm sorry. I fully intended to talk about other things, but we're so passionate about this. We can talk for more hours and just, you know, tell stories. But I should also point out we're in the middle of a heat wave, and it must be 95 degrees in the room that I'm sitting in right now. But that's okay, because this is important, and it's super important that you go to that website, give2wbai.org, give2wbai.org, become a BAI buddy. Please become a BAI buddy and support us, support Off the Hook, support WBAI, and help us reach that goal of only 10 people for this hour. And it'll make us feel great. It'll make the station feel great. It'll keep us going on the air, and it'll be there for the next person to turn on one day and become completely entranced by.
It really is reaffirming to get a turnout, to get interest. If you haven't, be a part of the rush of people. Hopefully we're above five. Maybe we have a dozen of those WBAI buddy memberships in progress, or people running to the phone to participate in this.
Unlike other organizations, which I'm not going to name, we don't have high-paid executives. We don't have posh studios. When you pledge, you can bet that your pledge is going to keep the radio station on the air, to pay the bills, to keep the lights on, all of that. And we've done a good job of it. You know, it's been rocky at times, for sure, but what isn't? But since 1960, imagine that, 1960, what the radio dial was like back then, to have this station. Pacifica Foundation had existed since 1949. There were stations out west. And the whole reason WBAI was donated in the first place was because the owner of 99.5 FM in New York City was out in California and happened to hear one of the Pacifica stations and was so entranced by that he said, you know what, I'm going to give my radio station to these people. And what a great, generous move that was. And imagine the millions and millions of lives that were affected by that. Well, you can affect people too. Might not be millions and millions of people, but it can certainly be a large number by keeping WBAI strong, by opening the door for the next person who has an idea for a radio show, or by just telling somebody, hey, this is a cool show. You might want to listen to it. You know, it's the word of mouth is something we've been doing here for many decades. And I got to say, it works. And in a place like New York City, you know, when we almost lost the place a few years ago, it was so emotional thinking of New York City without WBAI. You know, it just seemed so hollow.
Well, the way it was done, too, if you were part of the critical staff, the people that are here operationally, the engineers, they were really, really bum-rushed. They were shocked. They were pressed mm-hmm. by force, and people that were incredibly hostile to what they dedicate their lives to. This was a traumatic attempt, and I think it is through their through that kind of adversity and the people that have heard this call before mm-hmm. that we are still here. That resilience, it didn't go away with those types of things or whatever calamity, whether it's a storm or real estate issues or other stuff. That is actually by design.
Yeah,
okay,
so
we're supposed to be a dynamic organization. It's not structured like a commercial entity, and that's so that people, actors in the community, can be a part of the process, and you get to be involved right now by going to give to
WBAI.org. You mentioned storms. I'm thinking Sandy. You know, I wasn't there at the time, but that was our Wall Street studios where the water was rising up to the point where, you know, lampposts go like that high because it's right on the East River, and that was something. And, of course, that forced us to move up to Harlem. I think I've mentioned pretty much all the studios that we've been in that, during my time. There were more before that. There was also 9/11, only blocks away, again, our Wall Street studios. These were things that we basically got through and got through with our listeners and provided a unique perspective to. And there are going to be challenges ahead, what we were talking about with the attempted takeover or shutdown a few years ago. You know, these threats can come from people who think they're a part of the organization, but actually have infiltrated the organization and are a threat. But the organization is strong. The listeners are strong. We can identify things like this, and we can conquer them, and we have. And we probably will have to again in the future. But we will need your help on that front and on the financial front. Give to WBAI.org. Please become a BAI buddy, 212-209-2950, and tell a friend, too, because we need all the support we can get to keep this place going. Hey, you'll hear other fundraisers in other places. You'll notice they're a lot more polished. You notice they get a lot of celebrities. You notice they do a lot of things that cost a lot of money. We don't do that. We don't even have underwriting. We basically broadcast from the soul, and that's been good enough since 1960. I hope it continues to be good enough through 2060.
That April Fool's country format change, that was a gentle reminder, maybe a firm reminder, but all the same, it is exactly what happens in the commercial radio market all the time. All the time, they have a period that the playlist changes a little bit, then maybe it cuts over to some recordings for a while, and in comes a totally new format, new breaks, new ID. It is incredibly common. WBAI stands in complete opposition to that kind of format in being freeform, in being a part of your community. So please be a part of this and donate everything that you can, because it's slick. It's all this heavily produced stuff. That is where the enormity of the budgets in the commercial realm, they tower entities, and you have to change the way you think. You're like, how does this even work? How do you have a voice like that? Well, it's other voices that are listening, and they contribute. They hear calls like this. They become WBAI buddies. And that's what keeps us going through whatever challenges we face, humorous and not. So I urge people, if they can find that, give that a listen. But it's no joke. It's no joke. There are serious costs. There's costs everywhere. I know everybody's hearing about that. What their budgets and constraints are with regard to money. But I urge people to consider this. This is an important nonprofit.
I found it. Sorry, I spent the last couple of minutes looking through about 10 years of shows. April 1st, 2009, that's when we did that show. So you can listen to that and hear the fake country station signing on to the air. Yeah, it was a crazy time. Okay, we're out of time. Please, one more time, give to WBAI.org. Give number to WBAI.org. Become a BAI buddy or call 212-209-2950. And show your support to the radio station. It makes a huge difference. You will feel it, guaranteed. And hopefully you will help keep the station around for a long time to come. You can write to us, oth@2600.com. And you can join us at Overtime on YouTube. Go to the link that's on 2600.com on the main page. or just go to Channel 2600 on YouTube and join us there. You can call us or just listen to more banter. We'll be back in 2 weeks. We're not on next week. And we're going to go out. You know, the Rolling Stones released a single. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I saw it.
This is not it. But it is relevant.
Oh, really?
See you next time.
WBAI's local station board, the Pacifica Foundation Board, responsible for advising local management and operations, holds its next regular meeting on Wednesday, September 13th at 7 p.m., and it includes an opportunity for public comment. But this Wednesday from 6:30 to 7, WBAI management will deliver a report and hold a question and answer session for LSB members and WBAI listeners. At this time, it's important for WBAI Radio, which is already on a shoestring budget, to distinguish itself within the Pacifica Network by increasing our listenership and the number of donors and BAI buddies. As one listener, Regina from the Bronx, puts it, I'm hoping that I may become a millionaire so that I may support the station. Enjoy it very much. It's doing everything that no one else is reporting. Please join us at the LSB meeting Wednesday, September 13th at 7 p.m. and for a management Q&A at 6:30 p.m. You can connect on Zoom by going to the link on the Pacifica Radio calendar at kpftx.org and on the WBAI website, wbai.org. You can also access the meetings by calling 929-205-6099. That's 929-205-6099, and enter this meeting ID, 922-457-2995. That's 922-457-2995. And the password is 995, like WBAI's frequency, so it's 995-99. Hope to see you there.